Kelvin McAvoy joins us, who's been very good to us through the journey on the early mail. For our dollar up punters out there, what would you do, Kelvin?
Yeah, no, I would back Silent Sorrento.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Silent Sorrento, perfectly positioned in running. 2 out of 2, and it's a cakewalk.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
So does that mean, Scotty, you haven't had a winner early in the week?
I thought you'd just sort of missed that.
Oh,
it's
no.
been a horror. We led into the straight yesterday and gave up.
No, that's not good.
We probably need you really quickly to lift.
Well, we are chatting to Cindy Alderson very shortly, so I'm sure Cindy will find us a winner. But before we do that, we've got to get the latest track information from our good friend Paul Graham, because we are at Moi this afternoon. Paul, good morning. You're there, Paul?
Yep, sure am.
How are you this morning?
Yeah, going well, going very well.
That's good. Well, you sound enthusiastic, so I'm tipping that the track might be in a pretty good condition today.
Oh, look, we're in the winter racing side of things. So, yeah, a little bit of rain overnight. We had a mill of rain overnight. Had 11 for the week, and we've had over 105 mil for the month so far.
Jeez.
So we have come in at a heavy 9, the Pano's 5.82, and rails back to true. So we that section of grass has probably had almost 6 weeks. So it's a pretty fresh paddock of grass. So, yeah, look, track's looking good, but once again, it's just that time of year, winter racing. You know, it hasn't been quite flying weather at the moment. The winds are dropped back, although they are supposed to get up this afternoon to about 35K, which will help dry things out a bit too.
Yeah, but under the circumstances, knowing the amount of wet weather we've had, you must be pretty happy with what you've got it.
Yeah, oh, look, this track, you know, it was built for winter racing, and it's to this stage, it's been doing the job really well. So we, you know, fingers crossed that it keeps on performing for us.
Now, you said that about the wind. Is there any forecast of rain today, or you think it'll be relatively okay?
If we get rain today, it'll be well and truly after the meeting.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, which means it'll probably rain now.
No worries, Paul. Thanks as always for your time, and good luck with the meeting.
Good on you guys. Thank you very much.
So that is the track information. So 5.82, it's come up a heavy 9 rail in the true position. Now we've got to find a winner, Scotty.
Yes, we've got Cindy Alls on the line. Morning, Cindy.
Morning, Scotty.
You got 2 going down to Moi. Race 3, number 2, Bell Sprout, which is early favourite, having its third start.
Yeah, look, he's a nice little horse that we've had in the stable for a while. He's trialled up really nicely, as he did last time. 1,100 is probably a little bit short of his ideal trip, but with the sort of weather that we have in this time of racing this year, you know, just keen to get him started and build his fitness levels up and keep progressing towards where I think he'll be his right trip.
And you're getting the magic man Michael Walker to go down to Moi for you?
Well, yeah, he lives kind of over the side of town, so it's not so hard.
And the other runner's race 5, number 8, Stira, who didn't like this synthetic last start.
No, I was pretty confident about him that day, and the track just, and then I thought, oh, well, maybe he's just not much good. And then I ran Manco Man, who won quite comprehensively there on Tuesday on the same track, and he went down the track. So there's something not quite right with the Ballarat Synthetic, especially for my horses. But both of these horses today haven't seen their track as heavy as this. But I think that I feel they'll both win. I think he's got a chance to redeem himself today.
Now, Cindy, you heard we need to get on this promo. If I had a dollar, which I will have, which one is the best for today?
I think Pippi Beale's probably got... not Pippi Beale, Bell Sprout. Pippi Beale's his mum. She's got no hope.
She's not winning.
She could, I suppose, if we resurrected her. But no, Bell Sprout's probably the one I'd go for.
Thanks, Cindy. Appreciate your time.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Race 3, number 2, Bell Sprout. It will be short, but we're desperate. Let's be honest.
Okay, so we're taking the short odds.
Oh, of course we are.
How is it that Quinny's tipped 6 winners yesterday, you didn't get the early mail up?
I'm looking at Trent. Did I miss something in the 2.5 hours I sat across from him? Not one word.
It's very disappointing.
Allegedly they weren't all $1.90,
no.
Which is... Anyway, Cindy Alderson, race 3, number 2, Bell Sprout. We're back.
Okay, that's the tip. That's the tip. And then the track information again, if you just missed it earlier, heavy 9. And railing the true position penetrometer at 5.82. So that's the early mail for this morning.